One game into this playoff series, tell me what concerns you after game one. Tell me what gives you hope that the Raptors can win the series.
Well, let me start with what gives me hope, because I think I've spent probably more time thinking about that. I've thought about a lot since the last game. Number one, in agreement with you, that there are so many storylines right now that potentially make this a tremendous, as well as potentially long first-round matchup, that all the Raptors need to do is win a game. Mm-hmm. I mean, between the scene outside on Maple Leaf Square, obviously Masai Ujiri, all the things that are around this series, to me, have some great, great storylines. The thing to me that when I look at this and you say, okay, you took the first punch in that game and you walk away and you say, all right, 19 turnovers. You can't turn the ball over 19 times, but yet you were still in the game. DeMar DeRozan, clearly his first playoff game, there were some jitters. There's no question about it. For the first time in a while, you know, DeMar was forcing it a little bit. You could tell he was rattled a little bit, and I hadn't seen that in a long time in him, but it's all understandable. Mm-hmm. And he goes 3 of 13 from the field, but yet you're in the game. Then you combine that with your 3 and 4 that are combined 2 of 6 for 5 points, and so you say to yourself, if Ross and Amir can get going, hey, you know what? That would be a positive, and you're right in it. Then off of the bench, you have Vasquez, who continues his hot shooting from three-point range, 18 points. Patrick Patterson looks to be back because he was shooting just 36% over the course of the 9 games. And then, of course, you have Jonas Valanciunas with the new franchise record, 18 rebounds for a playoff game. He was, in the first game, so big, and you got to continue to work that matchup. If there are any concerns, you know, the concern to me is, you know, number one, does a trend begin where, you know, Terrence and Amir and DeMar, you know, all of a sudden get into a slump where they're not going to be able to respond? And then also the bench of Brooklyn, you know, you were really fortunate that Plumlee was in foul trouble. He had 5 fouls, and Blatch really was a non-factor as well, because those two guys, when you look at the numbers, are a better matchup, you know, against Jonas, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Garnett, Jonas really takes a great, great advantage of that matchup, and that's understandable when you speak to the length. And then the other thing is, how do you corral, not Deron Williams, you know, the guy that was most impactful, not Joe Johnson, and Deron Williams, by the way, was extremely impactful early. He had 18 early, but the Raptors did a great job in the second half. But Paul Pierce down the stretch, 9 straight points. And you're going to have to figure out, okay, who are we putting on that body late to take him away?
Can you win, though, Matt, when I was having some fun at the expense of the NBA officials, but clearly we know that this is a reputation-driven league. Can you honestly win if the Brooklyn Nets are going to get away with one foul in the fourth quarter of a playoff game? I'm sorry. I understand you don't call it. In some ways, playoff basketball is like any other sport. If you really want, you can probably call a foul on just about every play. But, I mean, come on, one offensive foul?
No, I agree. The fourth quarter, one offensive foul late on Deron Williams, I think you kind of shake your head. Hubie Brown, two things, and I've shared one of them, I know, with you mm-hmm. before. You know, reputations are made or broken in the playoffs. I believe that when you're a player, it's all about the playoffs. I mean, think of Robert Horry, think of Derek Fisher.
Sure.
And I'm not talking about, you know, you can also talk about the elite players, but, you know, these are moments for guys to stand up, and I thought Jonas did a great job with that, and as did Kyle Lowry. He was tremendous. You know, and then the other thing, you know, Hubie used to always say, it's not the call, it's the non-call, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the fact that you committed the foul. It's the fact that you were in your offensive flow that you had contact and there was no call. And I think that's what you kind of saw there, right? I mean, it's the non-call against the Raptors where, you know, a young team and you didn't see it. And were there opportunities that you could have seen a whistle? Absolutely. Conversely, did the Raptors, you know, get a whistle blown against them? Yes, they did. You know, was that a factor? When you look in the second half, Brooklyn was 13 of 14 from the line. The Raptors were 4 of 4. In the fourth quarter, Brooklyn was 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Raptors, 0. And mind you, DeMar DeRozan was 4th in the league in free throws made. Top 5 in the league at getting to the free throw line. Now, with all that being said, can you overcome that? You can overcome it. And how do you do it? You don't come out in the first quarter the way the Raptors did, you know, where it got a flow to it, where buckets were easy. I think you got to set that tempo early on. And I think the Raptors are certainly capable of that.
Matt Devlin joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. 416-870-0590, *591-888-666-0590. Matt, the words that Masai Ujiri said... Yeah. Maple Leaf Square. It's funny because I had a couple of people tweet me and send emails as well telling me that, you know, one guy with the organization, because I sent him an email and said, is this the way Masai usually talks? And the response was, well, yes. he said he can turn the air blue very, very, very quickly. What did you make of that? Because you know what? There are people out there who are going to roll their eyes, but given I think how basketball fans in this city kind of have a chip in their shoulder. You know, look, we talk about this. We know how the Raptors get treated on TV. We've talked about that. You know, and for a variety of reasons, the coverage they get. Maybe basketball fans in this city, in some ways, they're like baseball fans. It's always the Leafs, right? What the hell do we have to do to be in the front page? Or what do we have to do to lead off the show? It's always the Leafs. And I thought in a lot of ways, as kind of silly as that moment was, that, I mean, that's a moment that we're going to be replaying an awful lot. You know, at the year, all the year-end shows, Matt, the year-end sports shows, Masai Ujiri's going to be front and center in those. You know that next year, the very first Raptors game, they're going to be replaying that. What did you make of it?
Well, you mentioned so many, you know, great things that I think that a lot of people... It does, you know, and certainly resonates with them with respect to, you know, who the Raptors are, not only in this marketplace and throughout the country, but then also throughout the NBA.
Sure.
And, you know, people say, well, geez, you know, we're not on U.S. networks. But, you know, here locally even and nationally, you know, nights there, it's hard for a basketball fan or even a casual fan to find out where they are on
yep.
the channel. And we've talked about that in the past. And you have that, but you also have, in my opinion, the most passionate, and I'm not just saying this, the most passionate fan base that I have seen. And I think it was an example on Saturday because there were people, you know, asking me, do you think that it's going to be packed like it was with the Leafs? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, really? You think so? I'm like, yes. You know, people here don't even believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you here don't believe how great this fan base is, I mean, I know, you know, there are people that know. Well, how are other people going to believe it as well? And then you have this great fan base that's there, that's ready, you know, to, you know, capture the moment. It's ready to take the next step. You have a team also as well that's ready. And now you have, you know, Masai, who is as passionate as an individual and understandably so, you know, is saying, hey, enough is enough. And that's essentially what he was saying. Enough is enough. I mean, the choice of words, as he said, you know, maybe he could have used a better choice of words there. But, you know, he was essentially saying enough is enough. You know, this is who we are, and we're not backing down to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that from the standpoint of having been with other organizations coming in, as does Dwayne Casey coming in, as do a lot of players from other organizations coming in. And they would come to this city and say, it's a soft team. You know what? We get this W and we just move on. And, you know, Dwayne has really tried to change that. And I think with that statement, I think Masai was saying enough is enough. You know what? We belong here. You know what? We, you know, deserve this moment. The fans deserve the moment. And, you know, we're not backing down to anyone. And I think, you know, that the team has certainly embraced that sort of mentality. And I think the fans have. I mean, you know, inside that arena, I mean, 12:30 start time, that place was rocking. Mm-hmm. It was jumping. And during the anthem, it gave me chills. You know, the Canadian National Anthem, it gave me chills when the anthem singer stopped and the whole building took over. It was just one of the great moments leading up to tip-off.
Matt, it was good of you to do this. Thanks so much. I'm like you. I think it's going to be a long series. I mean, I said at the start, I still like the Raptors' chances against Brooklyn. There was a lot of things I saw in that game. You talked about Jonas Valanciunas. I thought that once we get into the fourth or fifth game of this series, there are things we may be looking back at game one positively and going, boy, that was a sign of something to come.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think there's a lot to hang your hat on right now.
Well, there's no doubt. Look at, and you said this off the top, there's so many great storylines here. If the Raptors get one, this thing really is going to take over.